I could write a book of my life. Every time I think about something, I could go and put it down, you know?
Sure.
Well, when Zoe, I can remember Zoe back. When she come here, this was her home. They say she was born and raised here. And she went to Hungerford School, and she left here and went further to get her education. She really had a good education, far as I know of. She wasn't dumb like I am. I didn't have no education. I had 2 foot to walk school. And when she come here, she stopped at Armetta's house. That's what she always called my mother, Armetta. She stopped there to my mother and my dad's house. And that's where she would be right there until she leave. And she used to say, Bernie, what's out in the garden? Baby, he said, baby, ain't nothing out there but a lot of bushes and weeds and that's all, he said. She said, well, I'm going out here in the garden and see what's out here. See, I told you, but nothing out there, ain't nothing out there to eat. See, it done growed up now. She said, yeah, but I'm going out here and I'm going to find somebody here to eat. Sure enough, she would go out there, get the pan and the knife, and she always would go out there, you know, when the turnips roots, you know, she always would go out there and she would find something out there in that garden, eat, you know, and when there'd be so much of grass and stuff out there, we wouldn't go out there because I was scared of snakes and frogs. And mother would too. But Zoe would always go out there and she would find, you know, where the greens are just sprouting out when it. She would go out there and find a pan of greens. And a pan of turnip roots and things like that. And she said, you see here what I find? He said, yeah, what in the world did you find all of that? I'm going to have me some greens today. And he said, well, who going to cook? I ain't cooking it. My dad always said, I ain't cooking. We always would make him cook. My dad was a good cook. When they see, because he was a cook. He was a cook anyway. And he said, I ain't cooking. He said, here are 3 women here in the house. And I'm going to do all the cooking. I ain't cooking today, gal. You can cook if you want to. She said, well, I'll cook. Amanda, you want me to cook? Yeah. Baby, go ahead on and cook if you want to cook. And I said, I ain't cooking. She said, I ain't asked you to cook. I don't think I want none of your cooking no way. And Daddy said, she's a good cook. She can cook good. She better cook good. She better be a clean. All right. We had them great big old dish pan, you know, great big dish pan. And had a big black kettle sitting on the side of the stove. That was the hot water. We didn't have no. And we had a kerosene. Yeah, had a kerosene stove with the oven sitting on the side. And my daddy, he bought kerosene from Crumber Company. He always had a tank. People used to buy kerosene from my daddy. And every time Zoe, that's where she always would stay there. And when she leave, that's where she leave from our house. When she come back, she'll come back to our house. As far as I know about Zoe.
So you remember her cooking too, huh?
Mm-hmm. I remember her coming in our kitchen cooking. And we didn't We didn't have whatsoever we had. We always had nice. My mother always had nice things. We always had nice things. It was whatsoever we had. It was nice and clean. That was the whole thing in the nutshell. Clean. If you could look up out of the roofing and see the stars, see, and look down through the floor and see the ground. But it was clean.
Right.
It was clean.
Do you remember her coming with a tape the big tape recorders? And do you Mm-mm. remember her doing Mm-mm. any of her work? Or if she interviewed maybe your Mm-mm. parents? Or?
No, yes, she did, you know. You know, as I grew up, well, I was from Bradenton to Jacksonville. I lived in Jacksonville. I was living in Jacksonville when I come here. I come in, I was backwards and forwards. And I always was backwards and forwards. I didn't know, as I growed up, see, I was always, grew up north when I was working. I was working with people in Winter Park, and they was always going north. In Maine, the longest I stayed here is after I was up north when President Kennedy got killed. And see, when my mommy got sick, she was taking, you know, she was failing then, my daddy too. I come home to stay with them. And I've been here ever since. But this is stay right here. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but before that you worked for people in Winter Park and then you would go up north.
No, go up north and I stay.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
See?
When was the last time you remembered seeing Zora?
I can't remember. I can't remember. I wish I could. I know something about. I think that's the last time. Lord, we had a lot of fun that day. That's when. When she went out there in the garden and she found all them turnip roots and she found a lot of baby okra. I don't know, the okra had done sprouted up and had the little bit. And I say, it wouldn't have been me went out there in them bushes and them weeds and things. I said, cause I'd have went to town and bought some greens and okra and things before I'd have went out there. And my mother said, Zoe, you know, why are you going out there? She said, I just want something out of the garden. I said, nothing out there but a lot of grass and bushes. I said, come on, girl. You ain't got no business. She said, you shut up. She tell me, you shut up. You don't know what God said. Yeah, Daddy said, no, because she ain't going out there. She too scary. I said, no, I ain't going out there in them bushes. I said, woman's out there too? I said, no. And we had a lot of fun that day. And so we got out there and she made me pump water. She said, you come on now and pump the water because you had to pump a lot of water to get them roots and things because it was sand, nothing but sand. And we just had so much of fun that day. And I think she was leaving the next 2 days because I was leaving that same the day afterward. I forgot now just what day it was. But anyway, I was going back to Jacksonville. And she told me, she said, well, Ann, I don't know when I see you again. And I said, no, Zawira, I say, I hope and trust the Lord one day we'll meet again. And she said, yeah, I hope so too. And I never did. We never did meet anymore. Next time we heard, she was ill. And I think she was in Miami or someplace when she taken sick. I didn't have it anymore from her.
Was she older than you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was older than I was. Mm-hmm.
Mm. What kind of a person was she?
Oh, she was a sweet person. She, you know, she wasn't, you know, you've seen people with good education, you know, they think they're more than they are. Well, she wasn't that type of person. She was just the regular. She was a regular person. She was down. She didn't cause she knowed more than you did. She didn't let that swell her head at all. She didn't. She was just a regular person with the earth, you know, she was down, how you say it?
Down to earth type person?
Yeah, she was just that type of person. She was just a sweet person. She didn't think she was no more than nobody else. You know, she was just regular. She was just a regular person. She was a sweet person. Mm-hmm. And she did. She never, like, Professor Hall, he was a regular person. He was the principal, I think, of Hungerford School. Now, We just had wooden beds and old-fashioned settee. And think, if she had a, you know, hadn't been right down to the, well, what we had, it was nice and clean. She'd have went to Fessor Hall house, looked like wooden, mm-hmm. where they up to do people. To the principal, or to some of the other teachers' home and things and state, don't you? Don't look like she would have come to the boat people, but she didn't. And she'd come to our house and stay.
Did people, did she have? Did people at that time know that she was writing and
yeah.
doing all those things?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's why they didn't. A lot of them was mad at her, get mad at her. But she wrote it right on.
Were they mad because they were writing about, she was writing about them? Or?
She they were mad because she was just telling the truth about Edenville. That was it. And my daddy always would tell us, say, Gail, you know what you're doing. Said, go ahead on and do it. See, my daddy always, he didn't say, he'd say, Gail, thing like that, a young'un, my young'un, a baby. And that's what he always called us, his babies, or my young'un. And I hear a white man say one time, he said, I'll tell you what. He said, if you want to get along with Will Davis, say, you just don't bother his wife and his children. Say, you can do anything you want to him, say, but just don't bother his wife and children. Please don't. He said, I'll give anybody that advice to not to bother Will's children and his wife. Say, but him, you can do anything you want to do him. Say, but just don't bother his family. So that's the kind of man my daddy was.
And so, a good man.
Yeah, he, I think he knew he was a councilman here. And anything he could help the young people do, he did it. And he always tried to check ties to young people, try to tell them. And I can remember when they was going in, a lot of them was going in service and things, they always come to my daddy and ask him questions about service, you know. And he always told them the best of he knew. You know, he said, I tell you what. Said, when you go in service, say, if you do what your command tell you to do, or your whosoever was over you, you do what they said do. He said, you'll be all right. He said, but if you want to go in and be bullheaded, said, they'll let you go ahead on and be bullheaded and say, when you know anything, you out of there. Say, if you go in there, you'll make it. He said, you'd make yourself be just what you wanted to be. I won't tell you what it is. See, not on the tape. That was his word, you know, when he was, mother told him one day, she said, honey, say, you better stop using that word. You're going to say that word one day in church. Oh, no, I ain't. He said, you and your daughter always talking about what I'm going to say. So one day, he made a mistake that he said, time we got home. Mother said, honey, that was shall we call. They called one another honey. Say, you know you said so and so. I did not. Yes, you did. No, I didn't. I said, yes, you did. There you go. You right along with your mama. I said, yes, daddy, but you said that word. I said, you said that word. He said, no, I didn't. Well, he would say, oh, I'm sorry. Did I say that, sure enough? Mother said, yeah, you said it. He said, well, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say it in church. Mother said, yeah, you said it. He said, well, it do makes me mad at him. And it makes me mad at them. They ought to do the thing right. I wouldn't say that word. Yeah, that's the way my father was. He was good. Mm-hmm. But if he had something to tell you, he would tell you.
Right.
And I don't know, like people say I'm just like him. Yeah, they say, you know, you're just so much like your father. I said, but how? Say, if you got something to tell a person, say, you'll sure tell them, won't you? Say, yeah, you can use that word like your daddy, too. Mm-hmm. Maybe. Yeah, you will. And I know I will. So.
Well, I'm going to not bother you anymore. I know this has been a long interview usually.
Mm-hmm.
One tape tires people out. We could probably talk forever though about memories.
Yes, I could. I tell you I could write a book.
I know. Well, I sure appreciate you taking the time to do this. And like I told you, the tapes will go into the archives at the Florida Folklife Archives in White Springs. And they'll be used for educational purposes. We'll probably, a copy of the tape will be donated to the city or the town of Eatonville or the commission to preserve Eatonville's stories and histories. I'd be happy to send you, would you like a copy of the tape
Please.
Also? Okay, I'll be glad to send you that. I have a piece of paper just for you to sign, which says that you know that we have the tape in the archive. It basically gives us permission to have the tape because this is really your stories and that sort of thing. So we do that just so that people know what the tapes are used for. So I'll have you sign that. Is that okay?
Sure, I'd sign it.
Okay.
I don't have nothing. You know what? I don't have. Let me think. I don't have nothing coming up as a child. I'm ashamed to say it. Afraid to say anything about it. Right. My background, or where I come from, or how I live here in Edenville, I'm not ashamed. Good. Darling, and I am proud. I come here when I was young. Old or young, this ought to be on the tape too. Can't say, I see Will Davis' daughter up and down the street drunk. I can't say she was up and down the street cussing or clowning or saying this or saying that. I know better. My daddy ain't never whipped me. And I declare I wasn't gonna let no man do it. Beat and knock on me. Like they say, Annie, you ever been married? I said, yeah, I've been married once. I said, that got that. I said, when we stayed together 11 years, and I wasn't going to let no man beat and knock on me because my daddy didn't do it. My grandfather didn't do it. And my uncles and things didn't do it. Well, I've got to let a man beat and knock on me twice. I said, uh-uh. I said, that ought to listen. I said, because I will kill him. And I didn't want to be the death of no son. No woman's son. And I went back home to my mama and daddy where I would be treated right. And I've been back there ever since. And I've been taking care of myself ever since. You ain't got this on no tape.
Yeah, the tape's going.
Oh, girl.
You want me to go back and erase that part? I can't.
No, that's all right. I don't care. You ain't got to put it.
I thought you said it had to be. It should be on the tape. When you
I don't care. You know, but you know, I'm not ashamed of my life.
Yeah. Well,
because I never lived the rugged rider life. Because I didn't go do nothing good, go to church. But if you bother me, I'm going to say, if you hit me, I would hit you back. I would fight a sucker saw if it was running. You know how to put that. You know. But I'm just telling you like it is. You know what I mean?
Right.
Mm-mm. I couldn't take that.
I don't blame you. I feel the same way. Exactly.
Mm-mm.
I feel like I respect people, they should respect me back, and that's just the way it goes.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'll tell you, the tape still is going. I could turn it off if you want, but I really do appreciate you talking to me because a lot of times, and I think that's what I do in my work is to talk to just people who grew up, and lived in Florida and contributed to what Florida is today, really.
Right.
And, you know, all of the things that you've lived through and all of the stories that you heard as a child and remember and all of the things that the daily activities help to build Florida. And it's an important part of our history here. And
right.
I appreciate and, you sharing that.
You know, because, you know, a lot of people say, well, I wonder, is that true? Yeah, it's true. You know, a lot of people writing books and things, you know, about different things. And they some name, they got in their name and they say, well, so-and-so, you know, like that, you know, as you be reading and things, then it look like it get a little better and better. And sometimes it get rough and you be crying over it, reading it and things like that, you know. Because I've seen some good days. It is a, I said in my childhood, I didn't have no. But after I left from around my people, oh yeah, I stayed up and cried a many days. But you see, they didn't know anything about it. That was me, you see.
Right.
But it wasn't in my childhood. I had a good child life. But as I grow, called my dad, Mama W, she said, now you call yourself grown? Now you made your bed hard. Said, now you turn over in it. Say, when it get hard on that side, roll over on the other side. Say, now you don't want to do like I said do. Say, you see that dough with the cotton cut there? Say, you go out there and let the dough knob hit you in the back. Say, you be sure now you don't look back. Say, as you day, you go along. Say, you see your mistake, and I did too. I saw it. Yes, sir, I saw it. Yes, Lord, but in my childhood day, I had a good day.
Okay, I'm going to turn her off then here, okay?
Yeah, I'm tired of talking now.
Well, thank you.